Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
So Chicago brings this back. Jim Blasingame, 17 Phil, thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every day just for you. We got new stuff up there, things you can read, things you can listen to, things you can watch. That's right. We have our video there, new video, at least one new one a week. And that's going to be the trend from now on, maybe at least one, maybe more every week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage and all the other things that are there, including the work that Barbara Weltman has given us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust, a founding member all the way back to 1998. In fact, let me see what we got here. Next month, Barbara, we got to get you back on next month. Next month is your 14th anniversary. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Where did 14 years go?
I don't know what the gift is for the anniversary, but I think it's cardboard for 14 years.
Oh, no, I tell my husband every year it's diamonds.
It's always diamonds.
It's always diamonds.
That's the story you're sticking to. Hey, Barbara, by the way, folks, Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's Tax Tips and Planning for 2012, which is an award-winning book, nominated book for Outstanding Business Book. Congratulations on that, Barbara. What are some other things that we need to know about our taxes?
Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting is they've come out now with new rules to let you send the Schedule K-1s electronically. The K-1s are the reports that if you have a partnership, an LLC, an S-corporation, those are the forms that have to be sent to the owners. And now they've made it easier to little helpful thing to do. The other thing that's, I think, very important to know about is the fact, yesterday I listened to an IRS webinar on worker classification, and I just think it's important for everybody to keep in mind that this is one of the biggest issues that is in the IRS crosshairs,
yep.
But it's also, also, the Department of Labor is interested in it. The NLRB is interested in it.
They're sure they're losing hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes through miscalculation of employees and contractors, and people aren't paying their taxes, don't they?
That's precisely right. But it goes well beyond taxes. For example, the NLRB is interested in it because you can't unionize independent contractors. And the state, yeah,
exactly.
it's really happening. And the state
right.
is interested in it because people who don't have any more work from a company want to get unemployment benefits. Or if they're injured, they want to get workers' comp.
Well, or how about this? How about this, Barbara? They're not looking for work anymore. They're actually off the rolls, but they can't be. But they probably aren't being counted as an employed person.
That's right.
So That's at right. least for a while, until they get themselves established as a business or start doing that. If they continue to call themselves an independent contractor, you know, the president, you know, the Congress, they're not getting credit for a job.
That's right. That's right. And you can just see that. This is so important. In fact, the reason why you know it's so important is that the IRS has come up with this voluntary worker classification program trying to induce employers to choose to reclassify workers as employees. The, mm-hmm. the downside, it is a good thing if you need to do it, but I wouldn't be seduced by the fact that that it's a very low cost thing to do, because
right.
you got to remember, if you do this, maybe you're liable for back benefits, maybe you owe in retirement plan contributions and health care coverage and the costs, and maybe if a worker that you're reclassifying was in a car accident, maybe a third party's going to sue you because they were driving on company business.
That's right.
You got to really look 360 degrees, not just with the tax issue.
This worker classification thing, folks, is really important. As Barbara says, so many elements to it. So be sure you're doing that. And look, folks, don't make somebody a contractor if they're not really a contractor. Not only are there a lot of legal and tax issues involved, it's not the right thing to do, Barbara, is it?
No, of course not. But you have to. You can't just slap a label on somebody. They have to really be independent if you want to treat them that way.
And there's a list. The IRS has got a great list of 20 ways to tell if a person is an employee or a contractor, right?
Yeah, the basic rule is control. And if you have the right to say when, where, and how the work gets done, they're your employee, whether they're working in your office or at home.
That's right. That's right. But if you want to see that list, go to IRS. Barbara, you probably got it on your website, that list of 20 things.
I have lots of articles about worker classification.
Yeah. So check that out. Barbara Weltman, Weltman, BarbaraWeltman.com. You'll find a lot of things like that. That's a really big one, folks. And I'll tell you, is it fair to say, Barbara, that when the IRS wakes up in the morning, that's the main thing they think about first?
Well, I don't know if it's the main thing, but it's definitely in the top five every single day.
I know that they believe they're losing billions and billions of dollars every year in revenue, not only in income tax, but also payroll tax. So check that out. I'm going to take a quick break. Barbara Weltman is our guest, BarbaraWeltman.com. Don't forget to vote for her book, her award-winning and nominated book as well, J.K. Lasser's Tax Tips and Planning for 2012. Oh, Bob, it's the Tax 2012. All right, stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.